So, entire renewal of your mind, okay. By new ideas and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good. Notice, what is the good? What is the good? And what? Acceptable and perfect will of God. See, that's three. There's a good will of God. There's an acceptable will of God, and there's a perfect. And when you get this revelation truth, you know the difference between all three. You know what the good will of God is. You know what the acceptable will of God is, and you know what the perfect will of God is. And what are you saying, Pastor? This is what God is wanting His church to rise up in this hour. This is the hour for the church to come together like never before. So we have been in the good will of God. We've been, some of us, in the acceptable will of God. He wants to get in His perfect will. That's the highest one. Huh? Is there a different Tyrone between a ninth grade student and a 12th grade? Do you teach them the same? The student themselves understand the difference between a ninth grade and a 12th grade, right? You know, it's so strange. It's so strange. We can know these things in the natural, and then they so clouded to us in the spirit. And God is so far beyond natural things. Your spirit, that's why Adam could name those people. He understood how to yield to that ability in him to do it. He was created with that. We've been restored. God don't want you walking around like a zombie nor a dummy. He wants you to tell yourself, I am very wise. Yeah. And smart. Yeah. And intelligent. Yeah. I don't let the world or anybody else tell me. I don't even let my level of education going to school tell me where I am. But the world will say, well, they aren't. That's what they did to Peter and John, didn't they? They said they're unlearned and ignorant men, but they were so smart they never could do what they did. Am I communicating? And see, when you allow the Spirit of God to teach you in the realm of the Spirit, it'll help you solve the natural thing. Because if I trust I have time to get there tonight, but I'm going to show you in the Word. You ought to be your first focus, your first thing, utmost thing in life. You ought to seek to become spiritual. You're born again. Then natural thing will fit, and you'll know how to place them where they belong and how to walk by them, because there are natural things you have to do. Yeah. You know, like taking a bath, putting on deodorant. You don't pray the other way. So you're so spiritual, you pray yourself and you don't need any deodorant. And I don't want to be around you either. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You just got to. But God wants you to understand that how He operates, and you're born into this realm, and we're going to walk with Him. He wants you to understand, I have a good will, I have an acceptable will, and I also have a perfect will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so when we allow ourselves to, let me say this. I won't. I was just passing through, my wife had on the TV today. What's her name? Nancy Dufresne? Nancy. She was making mention of the importance of meditating the Word. Whew. I just want to pause and give a and say that, I have learned, because see, I used to do it, I allow all the other things to be on my mind, you know, natural things, and you can just sit there and wear your mind out, trying to figure them out. Whoo, but when you learn how to meditate, it changes everything, because it shows you how to operate in life. Because meditation is speaking the word under your breath. Constantly saying, meditation is a form of thinking deep and speaking what you think in line with the word. Look what he said. And I don't want to get off, but I think I need to plug this. He said to Joshua, Joshua 1:8, this book of the law, this word of God, shall not, notice what it said, shall not depart out of your mouth. What you mean? How do you keep something in your mouth? Come on, do y'all know? How do you keep something in your mouth? By keep saying it. You keep saying it. That's what you talk about all the time. And when you get along, you find, I'm training, because I didn't realize, and see, when you realize you got areas of your life you need to work on, and I'm training myself. If you don't think it's true, do it. What I'm about to tell you. I found out your body can be so busy and your mind can be twice as busy. If you don't think so, just get the way I'm doing it, I just get on my knees and just close my eyes and here come my mind. Way over yonder, and I catch and bring it back, shoot off over there. And you have to wrestle with that sky until you get it under control. And that's why people don't hear from God too well, because the mind is so busy. Try this. Just if you don't think I'm telling the truth, just get up and get quiet and see what your mind gonna do. Oh boy, did I lock the car door? Oh, did I put the food in the fridge? Did so and so said so. And that's not what you on your. You're not before God to do, but think about those things. And when you learn to get your mind quiet, then you can hear what your spirit is saying. Or the spirit, what's your spirit? What's coming up in your spirit? Meditation helps you do that. This book of the law, this word of God. Listen to what he said. Since I'm there, this book of the law, the word of God, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it. When? How long? How long? For what reason? That thou mayest observe to do. That's why we going over this scripture, so we can observe to do what God is saying. I say it again, so my wife won't update, but I'm going to keep mine. I keep saying, Matlock ain't going to get it. I didn't watch CN. Is it CN and I or CS and I? CN and I. I never watched that too much, so I'm not familiar with it. But that Matlock, I watched him. And you're gonna spend all your time Matlock. He's just not gonna cut it. Amen. But you want to train yourself in these hours that we're living in. See, there are some things is coming out of heaven. It's a power force. Can we receive it? Can we say yes to that?